less, you know, you, if you went to CNN, you'd have one story today and a different story tomorrow, right? Because news changes daily. And when you're in the internet, maybe you have one in the morning, one in the afternoon, it changes from time to time. What would happen is in the morning, you got 1,000 users going to CNN.com trying to see what the morning news story is. And so it sucks up all your bandwidth out to the internet. So what this proxy server does is, the first guy goes out, hits CNN, brings in a page, he caches that page, and everybody after him goes and gets his cached copy of the page. So it cuts down on bandwidth. The other thing you can do is, when you got one guy that wants to go to porn.com, you can block him so he can't get there. Mm-hmm. Or he wants to go to freestuff.com or you know, virus.com or other places that are considered,
NigerianScam.com.
Inherently evil or somehow inappropriate. We like to be politically correct now. We call it inappropriate websites. Your proxy server will block you from going to those inappropriate sites. The reality is that today, with all the web pages being interactive, if you hit refresh on a web page, you're going to get a different page every time. Mm-hmm. So the cached version really isn't valid anymore. And it's not as beneficial for cutting down on bandwidth as it used to be, but bandwidth is cheaper now than it used to be. Mm-hmm. You weren't trying to suck web pages over a 56K internet connection.
Yeah, you got more bandwidth for the, you know, so you don't really need it to
you
do that purpose.
You have more bandwidth for the enterprise now than, you have more for one computer now than you used to have for the whole enterprise.
Yep.
So we're not as concerned about cutting down on bandwidth, but we still want to block some of these websites that people tend to want to go to when they don't have enough work to do. And sometimes that's how you find out they don't have enough work to do.
Hey, you look at the proxy and go, wait, why is he going there?
Or, you know, you're sitting here with an inbox stacked a foot high of stuff, and you're on Facebook trying to update your
lunch photo.
Yeah. Yep.
Or trying to find your buddy from high school that you haven't seen in 30 years because you heard he got married. I don't know what they do on Facebook. I don't particularly care for Facebook myself. I have a Facebook account. I've had it for years and years. And I still don't really know how to navigate it. That's my daughter.
She goes to an employer.
No, really, he's good.
Why is that?
Well, I mean, I can log into it, and I can upload photos, and I can look at my, you know, three friends or whatever. But I get a couple. I think 31 or something.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm Mr. Clout. Yeah. Have you guys heard of this? You have a clout score.
What?
Yeah, clout.com. You have a clout score based on... you do. You're based on your Twitter followers and who you follow, primarily that, and Facebook. Facebook friends, number of Facebook friends. Yeah. And the higher your clout score, companies actually look at this when you call to complain to find out how much interest you have. How much damage can you do me if I piss you off?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So you sign up for Cloud, they'll tell you what your score is.
Mine's like 8. Cloud.com.
Yeah. Yeah, Cloud. KLOUT. .com. Try it. I dare you.
You have to log in with your Facebook.
What is this? Yeah. What did it say?
It says log in with your Facebook account.
Oh, God. Yeah, don't do that. There should be someone there to tell you a little bit about it, though. No?
Wait, that one looks different compared to those. Find out.